Let's acapella the news.
Yeah.
It's time for Rant 2.
Acapella the news.
Well, we had this thing about our guy Seth Jarvis last night, the 20-year-old, as in like from 3 months ago, 20-year-old, scoring two goals last night, one in dramatic fashion. And that was the goal we sang about today, so thanks to Gilio for the brainstorm session. It was a Jarvie in the ESA last night. Entertainment and Sports Arena, get it?
Yeah. I see what you did there.
I hopped off the plane at RDU with the series tied again. Welcome to the land of game excess.
Whoa!
When does my shift begin? Jump near the crease, here I am for the 12th time. I look ahead and I see fishy shot fly. Man, I must be crazy.
Oh, yeah,
getting hit on the daily. My body's aching and I'm feeling kind of nervous. What I do to deserve this? It's when the horn sounds in the arena and a PD song was on. And a PD song was on. And a PD song was on. So I put my hands up. How'd that go? And the puck just flew away. Not in my head like, yeah. Looking around like, yeah. My hands up. Don't matter how, I'll take that goal all day. Yeah. It's a Jarvie in the ESA. Yeah. It's a Jarvie in the ESA.
I went ahead and sent this to the Canes so they can play this over the loudspeaker when Seth Jarvis scores more goals.
Send it to Miley.
That's true, too.
Only if he gets hit in the groin again with a puck, though.
Bless.
I'm telling you. I had one of our listeners. He's like, what's wrong with you? When I brought that up, like, hey, if I guaranteed you two goals a night, if you got hit in the groin with a puck before every game, would you do it? And they'd be like, what's wrong with you? And I just responded, well, clearly you don't want the cup that badly. That person did admit, well, I would have one removed if it meant a cup. I was like, see, so there you go.
I feel like one of you should ask Seth that in the press room.
No, that's one of those gonzo questions that Sarah Sivian would ask.
She had a good one.
Shout out, Sarah Sivian, our friend from The Athletic. For real quick context here, Rod Brindamore has an eclectic tie collection. There used to be a Twitter account, I don't think it's active anymore, that was called Rate Rod's Ties.
Yeah, it's still active, they've just been very quiet.
Just quiet? Yeah. That's fine, that's fair. So, he had one last night that was... Look, I can't talk. I mean, I'm the dude who showed up to PNC Arena yesterday wearing a bright freaking red Hawaiian shirt.
Was it red?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was red.
Looked pink on the monitor.
Well, it's so red it was messing with the monitor. I'm just telling you. It's such a deep red. But anyway, I'm the one wearing a bad Hawaiian shirt to the Canes game. Hell, Friday I was wearing like a geometric pattern button-down shirt that had Big Dad Energy. I've leaned into the whole Big Dad Energy thing. I'm wearing Burks. Shorts, geometric pattern shirts, no hair on my head with a big old beard.
Hot.
That speaks
hot.
Big dad energy. It works for me.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a dad bod since I was 12 years old. All right. So,
know thyself.
I do. So here's Sarah Sivian asking Rod Brindamore about his ties.
I love the tie. Did you pick it?
Thank you. I got grief for this today.
From
and
home.
I did pick it out.
From home.
The guys.
Man.
Do you think Rod picks ties out specifically to loosen up the guys?
I wouldn't put it past him.
No. I wouldn't put it past him either.
You know? Everything's about the process.
And if the process
getting
includes
them going.
If the process includes picking up a tie that looks like it came from a Crabtree Valley Mall kiosk, so be it. I need Rod Brindamore to show up with a Bugs Bunny tie. That's next. Give it to me. Give it to me. Or a piano
tie.
You know,
I never would have pegged
me a piano tie.
I never would have pegged Rod, though, for the going for the fashion, right? Like, I think maybe the NHL is making them wear the suit and tie. But I believe we asked him about this, and he was like, no, I'm going to wear this because that's how I feel like the coach, basically. And as a player,
mm-hmm.
Rod cared about working out,
mm-hmm.
like, and working on his game. Like,
yeah.
Those are the things he cared about. So, I'm genuinely surprised about this fashion turn of events for him. Like,
my understanding,
if he
would have
worn like a
rucksack
to the games, I'd be like, okay, well, that's Rod. You know what I mean?
he showed up just from a bag skate. That's how he's looking at the on the bench. No, my understanding is that Rod actually takes this stuff very seriously. He's into fashion.
Yeah. But I would never would have guessed that from his playing days, ever.
They only let you in on what they want you to know at the time, man. Just saying. Hockey players are good about that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Let's answer some Hey Joe questions. Joe cracked the door.
All right, boys. First up in Hey Joe from Woj on Twitter. Hey Joe, is game 6 pivotal or huge?
Actually, it's neither one. It is a stave situation.
Yes.
We've entered stave mode for the Boston Bruins. They have to stave off elimination from the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's a clinching game 6 for the Carolina Hurricanes. Is it huge? Well, yes, it's huge. All the games in the playoffs are huge. There's no game that's just kind of shoulder shrug in the playoffs. So, yeah, officially Thursday night is the Boston Bruins in stave mode. Next up.
Oh, no, Joe.
Next up from William Needham Finley on Twitter. Hey, Joe, are the Canes going to hang the Go Back to Kerry sign in the rafters?
Yes, so.
They probably should.
At some point last night, there was a kid holding up a sign that said, Go Back to Kerry, and it had a Boston Bruins logo on it. But there was a lot to unpack. There was a lot to unpack with this photo, and I really do feel like this photo encapsulates professional sports fandom in this market, okay? Because while he was wearing a Canes jersey, this gentleman in back of the Bally's sports broadcast, he was wearing a Canes jersey holding up a sign that said, Go Back to Kerry with the Boston logo while wearing a Philadelphia Phillies knit cap. Like, I don't want to call that a cell phone, but if there ever was one, that's a cell phone. By telling Boston fans to go back to Kerry while you're wearing a Phillies hat and a Canes uniform. But there's a lot of people like that we know. Heck, you know, I know through Jacob's youth hockey, you know, there's a family that they're Boston fans. But, hey, Boston loses, right back on the Canes bandwagon. They're good to go, right? And that, I'm used to that. I'm cool with that. That's fair with me. No big deal. As long as there's butts and seats. Next up. What's that
you say? Next up from Gary on Twitter. Hey, Joe, is it a good sign for the Canes that Boston fans have nothing left except to question if the PNC crowd noise is fake?
Yeah, I saw that. I had some people put that in my mentions today from a couple Boston fans who were wondering out loud whether or not there was fake crowd noise. This was underneath Boston's Twitter after they had posted the loss. Was at the game tonight. I don't know. I'm not going to make a full accusation, but it feels like Carolina used fake crowd noise. You look around when the place is loud and everyone is sitting down. It's all old people, and it just doesn't look that raucous. Also, their game speakers are super loud. Okay, a couple things to unpack. You're right about the last part. The game speakers are super loud. That's always been PNC's MO. That doesn't mean they're pumping through crowd noise. There's a lot of old people. Are you underestimating old man strength? Yes, you are. Number two, I didn't realize you couldn't yell while you sit. Is that...
I would also question where they were sitting. It is louder, higher are you up in the arena.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's not loud in the lower bowl. I'm just saying you can definitely get the full scope of the volume when you're upstairs.
Also, if there was fake crowd noise being pumped into PNC Arena, we would actually hear it because the speakers are closer to where we are on the fifth floor of PNC Arena.
Yeah.
During the pandemic.
I was going to say, this person wasn't here during the pandemic when they had the worst crowd noise you could possibly have. Like, I left there trying to figure out what in the world that was that I was listening to. Don't you remember? State had instead of playing crowd noise, they had like this rap song on a loop.
Yeah, it was strange.
It was like a 6-second loop.
And you could hear it.
Loop. And you could keep hearing the lyrics Paul is a dead man. Miss him, miss him, miss him. And I'm like, what messages are we trying to send?
So, yeah, I guess this is what Boston Bruins fans have after last night's dominating performance by the Carolina Hurricanes. Although I would argue, what arena isn't loud at this point with the speakers? I mean, we're at the ACC tournament in Brooklyn. It's freaking loud as hell.
Splitting. yeah,
ear splitting. I know some people have pointed out that TD Garden is like what Corey from the North State Journal. I know Luke Dukakis has also pointed this out too from the News and Observer, that the bass levels at TD Garden are insane. In fact, Corey Lavallette of North State Journal pointed out that the bass is so heavy that he was wondering if at one point it would reverse his vasectomy. So I was like, dude, gotta get that thing singed. That way you know it's not reversible. All right, next up.
Between that and the Jarvis conversation, we're crushing it today. Last up from Earl on Twitter. Maybe crushing it's not the right word.
Apparently, you can buy those pants at Lululemon.
Oh.
Well, they're called ABC pants. You get one guess as to what ABC stands for.
Yep. From Earl on Twitter, hey, Joe, what do you think?
Anti-ball crushing.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Those are real pants. I'm not making that up.
Yeah?
Yes.
Huh.
They let the boys breathe.
I've never
purchased them because I can't afford Lululemon, but I do know you and I both know somebody whose husband rocks them.
You would think that Duluth would be the ones to do those, but
yes, those are the Buck Naked, I believe. Mm. Yes. Anyway,
last up from Earl on Twitter, Julio is gone in this conversation. He's back at the table typing. Hey Joe, who do you think will replace Sam Howell in Chapel Hill?
It's May 11th. What? I mean, Sam Howell was in the news today. I don't know if you caught this, but as Sam Howell is doing some media availability in Washington, he got picked up by the Washington Commanders in the fifth round of the NFL draft. Apparently, he doesn't eat meat, like any meat.
Chicken.
Yeah.
He eats chicken and that's it.
That's a thing that I guess I was told at one point while I was at Carolina, but I'd forgotten about. Like, I know it's a known thing around here, I guess. But when he was doing a Q&A, and this was posted by the Athletic NFL, Commanders rookie quarterback Sam Howell says he only eats chicken. He's never tried a burger or steak. He will not eat seafood. He orders chicken tenders at steakhouses and brings his own tenders to team dinners. I mean, I don't know if he's still on that Bojangles payroll because, yeah, if you could just have chicken supremes on you at all times, that's one way. That's good living. And Rand, don't knock it, because I know you had Bojangles for lunch today.
I did, but if Bojangles had like shrimp, I'd probably get that too. Like, you don't eat seafood?
Yeah, why?
That's weird.
You don't eat seafood? Are you kidding?
Now, seafood is a thing that's some people do not like the. Some people can't pass the smell of seafood.
I know.
Okay, I love shrimp. I love oysters. All right. Oh, Julio!
Did I sound very disappointed?
Julio is really out now. Julio really needs to tap out.
He turned his mic off.
He did. He can't. So, to get back on track here, my cousin's husband eats, and I'm not saying anything that he would get upset by. He eats like a toddler. So if you go in my aunt's family. They love high-end food, expensive wine, really nice restaurants, or whatever. But when he came into the family, they were just flabbergasted by, we're at this, you know, Michelin-rated restaurant. And he's like, can I just get, like, a burger? Or can I just get chicken tenders? And they were like, what? He's like, nah, none of this stuff. I just want chicken tenders. So people like this exist. And I guess Sam Howell's one of those people that orders chicken tenders at a steak place. Now, that's not knocking chicken tenders, because there's a time and place for chicken tenders. I love chicken tenders, all right? And on top of that, I love trash chicken tenders, man. Trashy ones. Dip those bad boys in some cheap barbecue sauce. Let's go!
At the risk of dating myself.
Yeah.
We didn't have chicken tenders growing up.
You had chicken nugs.
I mean, McDonald's came up with nuggets.
Yeah.
Which I think has been proven was not chicken.
I mean, it's some yeah, there's a level of chicken in there. And so there's a level of chicken in there. Shout out to McDonald's.
So this concept of being a grown adult who only eats chicken tenders is slightly askew with my own background.
What do you mean?
Like, if it's something that wasn't readily available when I was growing up,
so
then how do you
is,
know, like, the only thing I'll eat is chicken tenders?
So what you're saying is you would be the equivalent of, I only eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? because that was what was readily available back in the day.
Probably.
Now, there's levels to chicken tenders. Or
I think mac and cheese has always been a thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, mac and cheese has always been a thing.
So,
but you understand
hot
what
dogs, mac and cheese.
But you know what I'm saying about chicken tenders. There's levels to chicken tenders. Like, you can get the things that look like dinosaurs, little T-Rexes. Or you
wait,
can get,
are you
like,
suggesting there's high-end chicken tenders?
There are. Yes, absolutely.
We had some at the Ovius household.
There's that. There are high-end chicken tenders.
Shout out to Kelly. She made great ones.
You can buy high-end chicken tenders in the in your grocery store. Not all chicken tenders are the same, man. The breading's different. The cut. I can take you to various fast food restaurants and see the differences in what you get for what you pay. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm glad, again, we're qualifying today, so I'm glad you qualified with fast food restaurants.
Yes.
You're not saying, like, I mean, I get Sam Howell is saying if the team went to Sullivan's, he would bring his own chicken tenders. Now, I don't know if Sullivan's sells a chicken breast. I don't know what would be wrong with, like, a nice chicken marsala, right?
Yeah, how about this? I guess if we were talking to Sam Howell, I would ask him, does chicken parmesan count?
Yeah, delicious.
Because chicken parmesan is a glorified
high-end
chicken tender. Yes.
All right. So
it's a glorified chicken tender. Let's
taco
be real.
Is a sandwich. Okay.
Are you telling me that chicken parmesan isn't just one big old chicken tender?
I mean,
it's breaded and
something.
Fried.
You're onto something there.
And there's sauce on it.
And you can get that at something that's not a fast food restaurant.
Yes. And I love chicken parm. So I am curious for Sam Howell.
I like chicken piccata. I think most chicken piccata is fried.
Yeah, it's flash fried. Flash fried. It's not like breaded like a chicken parm or chicken
flour.
Marsala.
Yeah.
It's flour.
Yep.
Boom, you're good to go. I do love a chicken marsala though.
I love chicken marsala. I would take in the chicken tiers, I would take piccata before I took a marsala. And certainly a parm before I took any tender. I don't think I've ever had a really good tender.
You haven't been going to the right places.
No, I don't.
But then we've had this discussion before as it relates to mac and cheese.
But who's going to have a high-end tender is what I'm getting at. You're not suggesting an actual restaurant has a high-end tender.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting you could go to the Angus Barn or Ruth's
and get a good tender.
And get an amazing tender.
Maybe it's the batter. Maybe that's what I'm missing.
Maybe that's what it is.
I sense content here.
We're just going to go on a chicken run?
Yeah.
Well, we should go to like Angus Barn, Sullivan's,
and ask him if they got chicken tenders,
and be like, "Hey,
can I get a chicken tender?
I want to replace his regular coffee with Folgers. I want to replace his normal meal with chicken tenders. How fancy can you make these chicken tenders?"
Woo! Let's play You're Full of It, Julio.
It's time to play You're Full of It, Julio. Listen, I've known Joe has been full of shit since 1975, so this is old news to me. Here's Joe Ovius with the rules, but I can already tell you, Julio is definitely full of shit, and I should know, I'm his mother.
Thank you very much, Nora. Yeah, Julio's got some things he's going to say. It's up to the listeners to call him out on any potential BS. We got Brandon and Garner. Brandon, what's up?
Yo, yo.
You like chicken tenders, Brandon?
I was going to say O'Charlie's or Tavern on the Green.
Oh, Tavern on the Green.
It's Eagle Ridge.
I got to check those out now. All right, Peyton in Archer's Lodge. Peyton, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
You like chicken tenders, Peyton?
Oh, yeah. Bojangles all the way, baby.
Hey, Supremes. That was Rand's lunch for the, I think, eighth time this week.
No, seventh. I'm on a diet.
And it's only Wednesday. All right, Julio's going to say something. If you think what he said is true, just stay quiet. No big deal. If you think what he said is made up, shout out your name, and Nora is going to do the rest.
You're full of shit, Julio.
If you're right, you'll win a pair of tickets to go see Five Finger Death Punch at Coastal Credit Union Music Park with Megadeth. And if he duped you, it goes to the other guy. Let's play.
All right, guys. LeBron James has not won the NBA MVP trophy since 2013.
Brandon.
You're full of shit. Julio.
I mean, it sounds like I am, but I'm not.
Really?
LeBron James has not won the MVP since he was the MVP with the Heat in 2013.
That's nuts. That is crazy. Okay.
Thanks, Brandon.
So Peyton wins. It was Durant in 14, Curry back-to-back, Westbrook in 17, Harden with the Rockets in 18.
Yeah.
Giannis back-to-back. Okay. And now Jokic back-to-back.
That's nuts.
So LeBron James has not won the MVP since 2013 when he was with the Miami Heat.
Hey, Brandon.
Peyton, congratulations. Brandon.
Maybe next time, Brandon.
Yes, sir.
You're full of it. Presented by the Burnt Pot at Modern Apotheca.
Quick shouts to the guy I parked next to me in the PNC lot last night.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic. You and I, we wait till after the game. We, you know, but there's a lot of people who just sit in their car, and you don't always know when they're in your car.
Yeah.
And when you're getting in your car. So I'm opening the key, you know, opening up my door in the Fit, and there's a truck next to me. And all this, and it's tinted, and I see this window come down, and the guy goes, "You're full of it, Giglio." And he was like, and I think he was slightly, he thought I was going to be mad. And he's like, no, I love the show. I love the show. And I'm like, no, it's great, man. It's awesome. Well, yeah. I'm glad that you listen at 5:30 and you hear Nora's voice. So.
We appreciate that.
You're full of shit, Giglio.
Exactly.